Oh, Cecil, I'm so glad that you were able to get the boat back. I was afraid that you would sink in the lake.
Well, here it is at last. Gee, I never swam so far in all my life.
Oh, Cecil, you're all wet.
I just crawl out of the lake, dragging the boat, and you notice that I got wet. Now I ask you.
But you are. Goodness, I've never seen anyone so wet. Here.
Get away. Stop it.
Well, I'm just trying to brush the hair out of your eyes.
Well, I'm not a cripple.
I know it. If you were, you couldn't have swum after the boat.
Oh, now I'll take a year to dry out.
Oh, Cecil, you're a hero.
Well, if I am, I'm a wet one.
You saved my life twice today.
Once.
Twice.
Once.
Twice, Cecil. Once when I fell in the lake and just now.
I didn't save your life. I just saved the boat from floating off.
Well, if you hadn't gotten it, I'd have starved to death on this island.
All right, have it your way. Put it on the books.
So you see, you saved my life twice today.
Well, please do me a big favor and try not to have it happen three times.
You ought to have a medal.
Get in the boat. We're going to row back to land and go home.
Yes, sir, you should have a medal.
I'd rather have some dry clothes. Get in the boat.
And I think I'll tell Mr. Carnegie, so you can get one.
He died years ago. Get in the boat, Sally. It's cold standing here in the water holding the boat.
Oh, I didn't know that, Cecil. When did he die?
Ye God, Sally, will you please get in the boat, or do I have to get some dynamite and blast you in?
Oh, Cecil, I will not. And you just stop swearing at me. I won't stand it. You have no right to swear at me.
Oh, who's swearing at anybody?
There's no reason why you should get cross. I haven't done anything.
That's just the trouble. Do something. Get in a boat so we can shove off.
And I'll have you understand, Mr. Cecil, that no one ever swore at me before.
Sally, I'm going to get mad in a minute.
Well, you stop your swearing now.
I tell you 1,000 times I didn't.
You did, too.
I did not. Please get in the boat.
Not if you have to be rude and swear. It's not nice.
What did I say?
You said, well, you said, blast me. That's what you said, blast me.
I didn't say blast you. I said I'd get some dynamite and blast you if you didn't hurry.
There, see, I told you you swore at me.
Oh, Sally, you know darn well I wouldn't swear at you. I don't swear. I never have.
It's not nice to say blast you to a girl. It's bad.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you did, too, and you know you did.
I didn't.
You did.
All right, then I did. Now will you get in the boat, please?
See? Now you admit it. Why did you want to deny it at first when you know very well that I heard you and I
Sally,
knew all...
I'm just going to ask you once more to get in the boat and sit down in the back.
I won't put my foot in that boat until you act like a gentleman. Just because you got all wet and had to swim after the boat, that's no reason you should be impolite.
Once and for all and for the last time, are you going to get in this boat? Or do I have to stand here all day holding it?
If you'll say, please, Sally, will you get in the boat, I will.
Are you going to get in? This is your last chance.
Well, if I don't, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to get in and row off and leave you here alone. So help me, I will.
Oh, Cecil, you wouldn't.
Ha, just try me and see.
Well, you're so mad now, I'm afraid that if I got in there with you, you might get me in the middle of the lake and throw me in.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Cecil, why can't you be nice?
Because I'm wet and cold. Please get in, Sally.
I will if you will say please once more.
I won't.
Well, I won't budge a step.
All right. Stay here and see if I care.
Cecil, what are you doing? Where are you going, Cecil? What are you going to do, Cecil?
Use your eyes. I'm pushing off. I'm going to row over to the shore and go home alone.
Oh, you won't do it. You're just trying to scare me.
All right. Well, so long. You'll make a hot-looking hermit.
I never heard of a girl hermit.
Well, that's what you'll be.
Cecil, you better come back here.
If you want to get in this boat now, you'll have to swim out to me.
If you think that you can bluff me, you're just crazy.
Well, when it gets nighttime, remember that I gave you 1,000,000 chances to get in this boat with me.
You mean that you hollered at me and swore. That's what you did.
Well, I hope you enjoy your retirement.
Cecil, Cecil, you better come back. You'll be arrested if you go away and leave me.
I'd rather be arrested for leaving you than hung for drowning you.
Oh, you mean thing. You're just as horrid as you can be. I'll never go on another fishing trip with you as long as I live.
Ha! That won't be very long. It only takes a week to starve.
And I'll tell my Uncle Thomas when I get home.
Well, you better get started then. You've got a long swim ahead of you.
You better come back here and get me. You better.
Who says I better?
Please, Cecil. I'll go with you. Row back.
Oh, you're singing a different song now. First, you were going to make me say please.
Well, I didn't think you were going to be a bully. Are you coming to take me, Cecil?
Will you sit in the back of the boat and keep quiet?
Yes.
All right, say please.
Please.
Say, sir.
I will not.
All right. Suit yourself. I'll let you stay on the island. Better say please, kind sir.
Please, kind sir.
All right, that's better. Now I'll come back and get you.
You wouldn't really have gone off and left me, would you?
Sure. Why not? I asked you to get in the boat once and you wouldn't. What did you want me to do? Send you an invitation? All right, hop in.
I can't hop that far. Make the boat come closer.
You better hop in. I'm going to pull away.
Oh, all right, wait. Oh, wee. There, I made it.
Person, I think you're going to jump across the ocean. All right, now sit down now.
You don't have to order me around, Cecil. I don't like it.
That don't spoil my day either. All right, we're off.
Cecil, can I oar the boat for you?
You can stay where you are.
Please, I want to help you, please.
You are, by just sitting there.
Cecil, are you mad?
No.
I'm not either.
That's good.
Cecil, we're not going very fast. Can't you oar any faster?
It's a long way to shore. I'm taking my time.
I'd just like to fly along. Can't you make this a speedboat?
Hey, who's doing this?
Well, you're not doing it right.
Well, do you think you could do any better?
Sir, let me oar a while.
You couldn't even get to first base. Sit down.
Oh, is that where we're going, Cecil?
You know, I've decided I'm crazy.
Why?
For inviting you to go fishing, it was my idea. I know I'm crazy.
I've known it for some time.
I don't care for that last remark.
Are you getting warm, Cecil? I could paddle some water with my hands and help you some.
Don't you lean over. You'll fall in again.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just used one oar, Cecil?
Oh, yes. Go around the circle and get dizzy. Oh, gee, I'm getting blisters on my hands. Darn it.
Oh, Cecil, I'm so sorry. How did you get it?
How did I get it? Playing tiddledywinks.
Oh, but you haven't any, Cecil. You've been paddling the boat.
Oh, I wish I were home and you were home and we were home and we didn't have to row this last 1,000 miles.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, goodness. Oh, we have to go back.
Go back where?
To the island. We left the blanket there. We have to go back and get it.
Well, it can just stay there. I'm not going back.
All right, then. If you're so lazy, leave it there. It's the blanket that you brought anyhow. Doesn't belong to me. Goodness, I've never seen such a lazy person as you are, Cecil.